Hi, my name is Dave Nielsen from CloudCamp, and I'm here with Rob Gillen.
How you doing?
Computer science researcher from Planet Technologies.
Yes.
Out of Knoxville.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming out here.
Certainly.
All right. So, computer science researcher, what exactly does that do you do?
Well, computer science researchers study all sorts of things. Specifically, I'm working in the area of cloud computing and how cloud computing can fit into the scientific or technical research space. One specific aspect of that is the democratization of large-scale compute.
Large-scale compute. So, who uses large-scale compute?
Well, large-scale compute generally refers to large HPC centers, so massive supercomputers and things like that. But when we're talking about the cloud, we're specifically talking about sort of the lower end of the HPC space, or even more specifically, academics and researchers, maybe professors who are wanting to expose their students to HPC-type computing but don't have large-scale computational assets down the hall.
And so, and HPC means high performance computing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And so, what type of science is going on in high performance computing and large scale?
Again, the answer is there's pretty broad. We do all sorts of things from computational fluid dynamics to studying astrophysics and things like that. When we look in the cloud, areas of science that are particularly interesting or particularly well-suited for the cloud are things like computational biology or image processing that you would see in GIS algorithms, things that are very data parallel in nature.
So let's get practical here. Like, how would that actually work?
So an easy example would be to take the Azure Blast tool that's developed by Microsoft Research. So Blast is a tool used by computational biologists for doing large-scale sequence alignment, so when they're looking for genes or looking for similarities. And the way Azure Blast works is it's actually implemented as an Excel worksheet. So a scientist or a student or a professor here could be using an Excel worksheet where they define their problem set. So they say, I want to compare these, or I want to do a search for these particular genes or DNA sequences. They fill out a bunch of details, they click a button, that actually triggers a call out into the Azure cloud where it actually harnesses the power of a large number of computers. It actually performs a sequence analysis alignment, collects all the data, and returns it back into Excel. And that student has effectively harnessed this massive supercomputer without ever leaving his workstation.
So really, they've got a cloud-powered Excel spreadsheet.
Yes, and the professor's been able to offer this to a student without having to spend a significant amount of money because they can turn this off as soon as the class is over.
Well, that's important. So where does a professor go to get started with something like this?
So the easiest way to sort of get your feet wet is to sign up for a 30-day account at windowsazurepass.com. Now, once you go there, you'll need a sign-up account or a token.
And I've got one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, you can type in Dave on Azure, and you get that 30 days.
Perfect.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Rob, for joining us.
Certainly, my pleasure.
And thank you for joining us on Dave on Azure.